Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Citizen Soldiers, the U.S. Army from the Normandy Beaches to the Bulge to the Surrender of Germany, by Stephen E. Ambrose. Narrated by George Wilson. This book is copyrighted 1997 by Ambrose Tubbs, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. Citizen Soldiers tells the real story of World War II, from the hedgerows of Normandy to the overrunning of Germany, from the perspectives of the men and women who fought it. Historian Stephen E. Ambrose follows the individual characters of what was this noble, brutal, and tragic war, from the high command down to the ordinary soldier, drawing on hundreds of interviews to recreate the war experience with startling clarity and immediacy. And now, Citizen Soldiers.
Prologue. First light came to Sainte-Mère-Église around 0510. 24 hours earlier, it had been just another Norman village, with more than a millennium behind it. By nightfall of June 6th, it was a name known around the world, the village where the invasion began, and now headquarters for the 82nd Airborne Division. At dawn on June 7th, Lieutenant Waverly Ray, executive officer in Company D, 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment, PIR, who had jumped into the night sky over Normandy 28 hours earlier, was on the northwestern outskirts of the village. He peered intently into the lifting gloom. What he couldn't see, he could sense. From the sounds of the movement of personnel and vehicles to the north of Sainte-Mère-Église, he could feel and figure that the major German counterattack, the one the Germans counted on to drive the Americans into the sea, and the one the paratroopers had been expecting, was coming at Sainte-Mère-Église. It was indeed. 6,000 German soldiers were on the move, with infantry, artillery, tanks, and self-propelled guns, more than a match for the 600 or so lightly armed paratroopers in Sainte-Mère-Église. A German breakthrough to the beaches seemed imminent, and Lieutenant Ray was at the point of attack. Ray was a big man, 250 pounds, with legs like tree trunks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?